Phoneboy Speaks, episode 937, Correlating Tweets and Customers. Today, as I record this, not as I post this, I had an experience on Twitter that I thought would be interesting to share. And it's something that, when I think about it, it doesn't terribly surprise me, but it is a little creepy, a little frightening. So I had tried to check in for a flight to go home, and I had used the Delta app to change the seats that I was assigned because I could do that. I've got status, and I wanted to get take advantage of Delta Comfort seats since they were available. And so I moved my seats around, and then when I got my boarding pass, I got using the Delta app, I got my boarding pass for my original seats, not the ones that I actually that I actually chose. And so, of course, when something like that happens, I tweet Delta, right, on the Twitters, and I've done this in the past. So, but what the response to me was like, okay, that was kind of eerie that happened, but it's also kind of cool at the same time, right? So they said, I can see that you are in seats XYZ. So is that correct? And I'm like, well, yeah, that's my seats, but it's printing my original seat. It's the boarding passes are coming up with my original seats. And they said, okay, well, you have to call, which I'm like, I don't really want to call. I've got stuff to do today. So I went to the Delta.com website and I requested the mobile boarding passes from there. And I actually got the right boarding passes. So all was well. I didn't need to interact with people. But but what happened, right, is this Twitter clear, I've interacted with Delta in the past. They know my Twitter name, and I've given them information that positively identifies me as as somebody, right? Because I gave them a confirmation number or something. Of course, they're able to look it up and say, "Oh, you are, your frequent flyer number is X, right?" And then, okay, it's coming from X Twitter user. It's most likely the same user. So now Delta has some database, right, that knows when I tweet. They know which customer I am, right? And they're correlating this information, and it is. I say it's kind of creepy, but at the same time that it made for a much quicker interaction, right? I mean, granted, I wasn't really thrilled with the fact that they tweeted my seats publicly, right? It's not that it's a huge deal, but it was something that was just kind of like, all right. They didn't say what flights I was taking, fine, but I mean, somebody could probably figure it out with other information. But bottom line is that that made my interaction with them very quick, and so they didn't have to like dig for additional information. They've correlated that. So now I know, right, when I tweet Delta, they know who I am, right? And they can look me up and say, yeah, you're, medallion silver, whatever. And they know everything about me. So just be aware that that's happening. I don't know if other airlines are doing it, but clearly Delta is. But as I say, it made for a slightly quicker interaction on Twitter, but it was also kind of vaguely creepy. So just keep that in mind. And when you tweet companies, as a customer, right? I actually like the fact that that Delta has actually been pretty good about responding to tweets. They don't always I don't always like their responses, but it gives the appearance that they care and that they are. That they're engaging with their consumers in the way that consumers are engaging with them. So I can't argue with, I can't argue with that if I disagree. And quite honestly, dealing with them over Twitter is a lot easier than calling into customer service when I don't need to. If it's something just kind of a gripe, it's a nice way to give them feedback without actually having to go through like a formal channel. And if I need to escalate to a formal channel, I can. They told me to call to solve this problem. I didn't need to. I figured it out on my own. But this is also not the first. This is also the first, not the first time I've run into this issue with the Delta app when I've changed seats and checked in, that kind of stuff. They sometimes give me the wrong boarding passes. So okay, no big deal. I'll live with it. Anyway, just be aware that when you're interacting with companies on Twitter, they can, if you exchange information over DM, that they can potentially correlate who you are, right? So they know that you're a particular customer, and they, if they're smart, they're doing that. But at the same time, yeah, it's a little creepy. But I also think it's kind of cool that they're at least trying to, again, to better engage with their customers that are trying to engage with them. And so I don't fault them for doing it, even though it is a little creepy, I've got to admit. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.